Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Mm-hmm. 5:37. Sunny 101.5. The Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Jack, you're interrupting us. We're looking at Steve's daughter's little Facebook changes, accessories. It's adorable.
She's got a craft room in the basement, so she was down there for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. She left you two to your own devices.
My father-in-law got her a ginormous Elmo, Jack. You got to see this thing. It's bigger than, it's probably taller than I am.
Wow.
Here's the best, though. So I say to Steve, so, oh my gosh, did she go nuts when she saw it?
Point? She wants to, like when we go to bed, like, we hold her and she has her milk. She wants Elmo on the couch with us, which isn't happening. But the dog, Floyd, loves that thing. You lay Elmo anywhere, he is on top
of Elmo.
Okay, I believe that. Partly sunny in the morning with increasing clouds the second half of the day and the high 80 degrees. It's 58 here at Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with... Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
6:12. Here's Tracy.
You know, so many things in our lives have gone by way of electronics. You know, we love them. And an example in my own life, and it's kind of funny, is London's birthday is next week. And I go home to, you know, when we were kids, we would write a Christmas wish list or a birthday wish list. And it was on a piece of lined paper. And, you know, you could barely read it. And it was scrawled.
Lined paper. I was a rebel. I just took a blank sheet of paper and wrote all over
it. Okay, there you go. But point well taken. Well, I go home and London's is computerized. Okay, she made it on the computer.
Amazon wish list.
It's all perfectly printed, and it even has the price next to it. These are things that I would potentially like for my birthday. It's hilarious. And it was so funny because here it is. It's all neatly printed, and it has graphics behind it. And I just
would be hilarious.
It's got a seal stamped at the bottom of it.
A wax seal, and it says, if you start saving $17 from a paycheck now, you'll be able to afford it.
The reality is, it's just she gets so excited about her birthday that it's not as obnoxious as it sounds, but I just found it funny. But so Steve and I are talking this morning and talking about electronics, and you know, when my kids were little, you know, we were trying to entertain them with blocks or whatever, and it's so funny because Steve and Ellie have become awesome at, and it's not Snapchat, you were saying, it's like a Facebook app that changes her face. I have like two or three different ones.
I have ones that like me and her can swap faces and she thinks that's hilarious. And then that's through Facebook. So like when you're going to take a picture, you can put this filter on it. And I didn't know they had, those were kind of neat. Like I didn't know that was there. Like I thought they were just goofy things to make your mouth look bigger or something like that. Or like distort the image. No, they literally, they have her like in a disco nightclub with sunglasses on.
Oh, and she's having so much fun with it. And it's adorable. So he's showing me all these different ones they've done. And even this one that turns her into almost a wolf.
It's a werewolf.
You know, at her age, how old is she now? A year and a half?
Yeah, she's going to be two in September.
So, but that would scare her. And she's just cackling, and they are just darling. And so we're going to share one on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. But
I could try to play the audio on my phone. Is this going to sound good or no?
Yeah, it'll sound all right.
This is from the nightclub thing, and this is the one we'll post.
Yeah.
But
okay, it's from the night.
Now she's eating a piece of cheese as she's doing this too.
The broken?
And she's hitting it because she's tapping it.
Could that be any cuter, just that little voice? But, and you know what? Uh-oh. She even knows when she's done, she does the sign for all done. All done. Yeah. All done. I'm good. Just really cute. And it just really struck me as, how times change.
Let me hear that uh-oh again.
That's, I know. Isn't that cute?
Right at the beginning there.
I love it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That is too cute. How can you not have an awesome day after hearing that?
Exactly.
Tell me something good.
is your number one morning show. Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:49, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Taylor Swift's groping trial continues with her mom, Andrea, on the stand yesterday. She talked about feeling ill after learning about her daughter's alleged assault. And she said she knew something was horribly wrong in that picture, just knowing those eyes better than anybody. She said she could tell when she talked about that 2013 meet and greet photo in which former DJ David Muller allegedly grabbed Taylor's butt. She says she has that smile just frozen on her face, but there's something going on in her eyes. She said, I looked at it and I was sickened. On the stand, she also said Taylor told her about this assault immediately after it happened, saying at the time, Mom, a guy just grabbed my butt in the meet and greet. And she clarified the man was with the radio station.
Oh.
Now, Mueller initially sued Taylor over the claim, saying he was fired after being falsely accused of groping her backside. And Swift countersued, insisting she's positive it was him. And she is symbolically only seeking a dollar. That trial continues. Well, is it possible that Brad and Angie will call off their divorce?
It's possible.
Maybe. Sources say they haven't done anything to move forward in several months, and no one thinks they're ever going to. A source says she's still so in love with him, and they insist that he's just as eager to repair their relationship. They say he got sober to try and win her back. He knew he had a problem and that he had to take care of that, and that's all she ever wanted. Well, Tiger Woods will enter a diversion program in October as part of a plea deal stemming from his May DUI arrest in Palm Beach County, Florida. Woods pled not guilty yesterday. The charges will be dropped against him as long as he meets certain conditions. Back in May, the golf star was found asleep in his car, allegedly due to a combination of a prescription painkiller and an anti-insomnia drug. Well, Oprah Winfrey is teaming up with Kraft Heinz in launching a line of what people is calling health-conscious heat and eat foods. So heat and eat. Like, I'm just assuming
something
they
fast,
will, what they mean is
that'll be
maybe
good for
frozen
you.
Microwave food
yeah.
or something.
If you're on a diet,
here's what's interesting. It's being called a comfort food heavy line, okay, that includes sides like original mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes with additional mashed cauliflower, and 3-cheese pasta with butternut squash.
How is that?
Health conscious, yeah. Right? That's exactly what I
thought. Oh, you can get biscuits and gravy. No, let me just say, it's a biscuit and it's a little thing of gravy.
But who knows, you know, what the ingredients are. But she says over the years, she's been asked to attach her name to, well, any product you can imagine. And Oprah says she just wanted to stay in her lane and do what was natural for her. And food would be it. So you guys could start a food line. That would be natural for you,
yeah, let me tell you about our food line.
I prefer Hot Pockets.
Yeah, you know it. Let me tell you about a food line. Speaking of food, yesterday, 10 tacos over here for lunch.
Are you serious? 10?
So we
10?
We go to the Taco Bell.
There's nothing
we run
in
there
them.
In Roseland.
Oh, my gosh.
5 of those tacos didn't even see Douglas. They were gone. They didn't even leave. They thought they were still getting made.
There's not much in those.
So, yeah, you're...
They're small.
That would be... You know, Hungry Jack.
You know what happened is our skinny Frosties were a disaster, and he was so hungry by the time
he got
out of the studio.
I had a headache.
He couldn't even deal.
I was starving. Obviously.
Well, speaking of food,
tacos.
Victoria Beckham is thinking about suing after discovering a pizza advertisement that depicts her in a tasteless way. Now, the ad comes from a restaurant in England, and they feature this caricature of a stick-thin Beckham in a bikini with her ribs poking out, and she's wearing a sash that reads anorexic fashion icon. And so this is on their delivery van promoting a pizza that they call Victoria Beckham Thin Crust, and they tout it as only 2 millimeters thin. So, I mean, it's crazy. I'm going to have to post this story on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. It's highly inappropriate, she says, to trivialize such a disorder, and it's defamatory to be so thoughtless with a person's reputation in this way. So therefore, she's seeking some legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they thought that nothing of it.
No, they say it's been there 3 years and they what's all this about now?
Okay.
Well, Jessica Biel admits she never had a crush on her husband, Justin Timberlake, when she was growing up. She says she was such a theater nerd at the time. She literally was not listening to the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. She says she was listening to soundtracks like Rent and old 50s and 60s music. She says,
can you imagine that?
If she'd been cool, though, she would have been NSYNC all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Justin. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. That's where that came from. Bye, 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 Justin. I'm not interested.
She also joked about Timberlake's bromance with Jimmy Fallon. She says, no, I'm not jealous that every waking moment they can spend together, they do. I'm not jealous that they're riding tandem bikes together. I'm not jealous they sing and rap together.
That skit they do with the
camp?
The camp is whole. That's just all good.
Oh, my gosh. It's all good. Love it. All right, you ready for the birthday game?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start out easy on you.
Oh, good.
Antonio Banderas.
Banderas, who was in the SpongeBob movie.
All right. That's what you pull out of, not Desperado, which he's fantastic in that movie.
He was also in Expendables.
Yeah, exactly. But you go right for, the SpongeBob movie.
Well, it's the last thing I've seen him in. I can't help it. And he's 60.
64.
57.
57.
Oh, man, he's going
to. All right, Suzanne Collins.
Suzanne Collins.
Who is that? Is that the one that we.
Suzanne, no, that's not the one. We haven't even gotten there yet.
Suzanne Collins is 38.
Suzanne? See, now this is a tricky name because it's usually an older person's name, but now all those names are coming back, you know?
So that's why I went with 38.
24.
55.
Ooh, and I went the wrong way.
She's the author of the Hunger Games trilogy.
Oh, okay.
And Betsy Johnson.
That's the one because I have no idea who Betsy Johnson is.
My daughter, Delaney.
Yeah, off the air, you're like, she
really
would know
likes
this right
her.
Away.
Yeah, she really likes her stuff.
So she's got to be an author because I know she reads a lot.
38.
She's not an author.
Oh, then I have no idea.
She's an actress.
She is 26.
She's 75.
Oh,
She's an American fashion designer.
Now, how would we?
Well, look at us. You want to talk about
like
fashion?
Know anything about fashion?
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
We know who to ask. Yeah,
now, this is something that I'm shocked that you have never done.
I don't even know what that would be.
It's not bird watching because you
love have
your bird
watch. Yeah, yes.
No, it's got to do with oversleeping, man. You don't set an alarm. When you get up in the hours that we get up.
Yeah.
And somehow your body just.
You know what's crazy, though, is I'm there. I mean, I'm up before an alarm. I shut my alarm off every single morning so I don't
wake
my family. Today it was 3:50 and I look and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to disturb everyone. So I'm amazed, though, getting up that early. No matter when I go to bed, I feel like these days I don't need an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
I said it, though, because I'm terrified of...
Well, I got 5 alarms that go off.
Do you? Oh, my gosh.
And I've got 5 on my phone and 3 on my watch that go off.
Gee.
So if I oversleep,
yeah,
something's wrong.
Yeah.
But no, today I didn't over... Well, I hit the snooze a few times. It's only because I was up, 3 hours before my alarm.
Scheduled time, right.
Ellie wanted up out of the crib at midnight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay. So let's see what she has to say.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, I overslept for work today. What should I do?
If you oversleep for work, you can handle it a couple of different ways. If it were me, I would just stroll in late and confident like it doesn't matter and I own the joint. But I am a bad mama jamma, so I don't expect you to follow my lead. If you don't have that confidence, then you need to create a fake dilemma that held you up on the way to work. I recommend that you tell everyone that on your way to work, that you saw a bunch of kittens stuck in a tree and had to help out by climbing up and rescuing them. Even if your boss is mad, nobody can overcome kitten cuteness as an excuse.
I was saving kittens.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5. Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It gets me going.
Sunny 101.5, 7:39.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm sure yours is going to be.
I got a couple of them, but I'm going to do this one's actually kind of cool, and I'm going to try this later. It's not the original one I showed you. I'm saved. That one's going in the bank. Are you kidding? That one's getting saved when I really have nothing.
Cool.
But you can actually tell how much time there is before a sunset by not looking it up on your phone or asking Siri.
No.
You just put your fingers and line them up between the sun and the horizon. And every finger worth is about 15 minutes until sunset.
Really?
Yeah, so if you have a sun there and you go, okay, the ground's there, and it's three fingers, so it's about 45 minutes.
I did not know. What a life hack that is. I did not
know. I don't know if that works yet, but it's out there. You know, this could be another skinny...
To be perfectly honest, we don't have a great track record.
Well, not after yesterday.
Exactly. All right. There's one. Tracy?
All right. Mine is, do you like spiders?
No.
I mean, I don't completely freak out, but you don't exactly want them around.
They're
the
just
house.
Doing what they do.
Yeah, I mean, when you have kids,
which
it's just
scare
like,
me.
You,
yeah.
When you have kids, you hear that blood curdling scream from the basement. It's like, Well, anyway, here's a great way to kind of
back in the day when I doing this when I was here, you were in kindergarten.
Yeah,
one of my daughters called me screaming to come home to get a spider out of her room. While I was on the air,
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'd scream. I'd call you to get a spider out of my room.
My youngest had a thing for a while with ladybugs. Yeah, one year we had a lot of ladybugs in the house. And, it would be 4 in the morning and suddenly you'd hear screaming from her room. And she would be pointing at her cathedral ceiling going, "Ladybug! Get it, ladybug!"
I never knew anybody.
And so we would be standing there throwing a pair of jeans or something up into the second story to try to get the ladybug down because she would not sleep.
Bad ladybug. Bad ladybug.
Anyway, so we digress. But my life hack is.
That is hilarious.
Spiders hate peppermint oil. So you put some peppermint oil in one of those squirt bottles with some water, and you spray your garage, all the door frames, and then, you watch the spiders run away.
Know what else spiders hate? Fire. But I don't advise you to go burn.
So what is that? Peppermint?
Peppermint oil and water and in a spray bottle.
There they go.
There you go.
All right. All right.
That didn't sound like 8 legs.
Well, anyway, mine concerns sunglasses when you're shopping for them.
Oh.
And some of the top things to remember to keep in mind when you're shopping for sunglasses. One, total, and I mean total UV protection. Okay. Sunglasses should block 100% of the UV rays, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind when you're out shopping for them. Color and contrast. Lenses of every color can block UV rays, but different hues may provide different levels of contrast. Remember, we're all shooting for that 100% blockage. The lens darkness, a lot of people think that darker lenses block out more UV rays. That's not necessarily true. And polarization, ladies and gentlemen.
Big deal.
Polarization doesn't block UV rays. It does reduce glare, however. And last but not least, when I'm searching and looking for sunglasses, all I want to do is find the pair of glasses that doesn't make me look like Richard Petty. That's all I care about. That's the only thing I'm looking for.
Oh, geez.
And I actually do have a pair that does.
I know, remember? And then after I told him that, we go to Martin's, and who's there with next to a box of giant Cheez-Its?
It's
a
Richard
cardboard
Petty.
Cutout, and oh I made him gosh. Take a picture with next Richard. To it.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 754. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
All right, I'm a little in shambles. You know, we're playing it. I'm playing the electric guitar for What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
So yes, that's next half hour.
Yeah, but I'm already ready for it, apparently, because I lost track of time because I'm wearing the guitar.
You thought it was time to do that.
I don't know what it was. I
it's
don't
know. Time
you had
for,
me a little confused.
No, it's time for Go Figure.
There you go.
All right.
Well, Grandma may have gotten run over by a reindeer in a popular holiday song.
Yeah, right.
Grandma got her revenge because, actually, an advice columnist, Amy Dickinson,
yes.
She was asked by someone, quote unquote, burned by Grandma. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, that sounds serious. Now, Grandma, what she did was actually sent a bill, invoiced her own daughter for watching her granddaughter.
What?
She sent an invoice.
An invoice?
Yeah, so go home, give this give this to your mom. So I guess that's what they got, a bill from their own mother for watching her grandchild. She goes, right. I sent a check for about $300 to my mother to cover the expenses during her visit. So bringing her places out to eat. Here's $300, you know. Use it however you see fit. This should be enough to go to museums and whatnot. But upon her daughter's return, my own mother sent me an invoice for $475.50 for additional expenses on top of the
$300.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
That's including the cost of gas to and from the airport to transport her, which is 45 minutes away, a train ticket to go to the city to the museum, and the cost of the museum admission. It was actually an itemized bill.
What?
They wrote,
boy, Grandma's quite sophisticated on the computer.
Yeah, I would
so
think
she
so.
Asked, how do I address this behavior? Now she goes, dear burned by Grandma. you got to talk to your mother and answer these questions and concerns you have. However, she added, what you need to do, and this is a quote from it, you simply have to decide whether this relationship between grandmother and granddaughter is one that you can afford to foster.
I'd invite her over for dinner and then after the meal, give her the bill.
So you know gratuity is not.
And
on
you
there.
Had prime rib. Oh boy!
You can't add gratuity because it's not a party of eight or more. But it needs to be on there.
There you go.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
All right, 813, you're playing for $25 Johnsonville Bratz prize pack. The Bratz are on, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you're like a different person when we do this.
I know.
I'm a rock star.
You're a rock
Can't
star.
Help it. Got to get into rock mode. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, we had to replace the window once. He picked up his chair and threw it through it.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
You got to fix it on the air. I'll mess it up. You'll know what it is. All right. You any sorrow? Never meant to cause you any pain. Only one time to see you laughing. Nothing but a royal pain.
oil paint.
Now, we were practicing that, and I said, you know, when that hits, man, you got to get into it. And he goes, don't worry.
Don't worry.
I got
get it.
This.
236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is Terry.
All right, Terry. I'm going to take you up to the broken part, and you're going to fix it, right?
I'm going to try, but you're going to be sorry.
No.
Oh, this is awesome.
Hey, we got Johnsonville Brats on the line here now. All right, here we go.
That's the only reason I'm doing it.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Never want to cause you any sorrow. To cause you any pain. I only want time to see you laughing. Only want to see you. Go ahead.
Purple rain.
You got it, man. Purple. All right. The brats are on. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got a Johnsonville, $25 a Johnsonville brat prize pack. Way to go, buddy.
Start your workday with the most music. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, only on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Friday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. It's Chick Flicks. And man, what a great prize, too. If you know it, $50 Hard Rock Cafe, Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo gift card. Make sure you're here tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.